Surili watched him from the corner of her eye. He had a mop of curly hair and sported a carelessly worn muffler with red checks. A large pair of goggles and Kolhapuri chappals completed his look. He was clean-shaven and was now happily humming along with the song playing in the restaurant. He had a lovely, melodious voice. There weren't many customers around at that time. Surili couldn't pinpoint what she found so attractive about him, but she couldn't take her eyes off the newcomer. When Tito approached him for his order, the customer placed a hand on Tito's shoulder. "What are the specials here?" he asked. Tito pressed the menu into the guy's hands. Surili was mesmerized. Who was this handsome and courteous guy? It was the first time she was seeing him. He ordered a tender coconut ice cream. She watched him savoring every bite. Surili still couldn't take her eyes off him. Did he have a friend? A girlfriend, perhaps? Or a male friend who would walk in and join him on the table? He just sat at the restaurant for an hour before he left. He was back the next day, at the same time, at the same window seat, and had the same ice cream. She was certainly very interested in him. She began to speculate on his identity, wondering if he was a college student, a writer, or a traveler. She didn't know what it was about him that drew her like a moth to flame. This had never happened to her before. Why was she so smitten by a stranger? Why did her eyes constantly drift to the door when the red and black clock chimed? Today was the fourth day. The heat was more intense than usual, and the restaurant was more crowded. And unlike the past few days, his regular window seat was now occupied by someone else. Surili's heart beat faster. Would he come? She was quite lost in her fantasies about him when he finally arrived. He was standing in front of the glass doors, hesitating. Surili looked away from the counter and gazed at him. He looked unusually tense. He had a stubble on his face, like he hadn't shaved in a while. He was just turning around to leave when Surili hurriedly left the counter and approached him. "Sir, you're leaving?" she asked, adding quickly, "Please don't leave.